Lord of the harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the ocean in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. A very pleasant greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy, coming to you once again with our weekly gospel message. We do say a very personal and hearty thank you to those from whom we have heard recently who help us to keep this gospel message on the air. May God reward each of you in his own special way, that we may continue to spread the gospel throughout the world. May we remind any new listeners to the broadcast that we print this message and mail it free of charge to those who request it. So if you would like your name added to our mailing list, just write a card or letter and let us know of your desire. Address it to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. The Bible text which I have for our lesson today may be a little somewhat different from that which you usually hear on a broadcast of this type, but it is a scripture, and I feel a very important one. From Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 20, we read, "The bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it." I shall endeavor to explain this scripture now in the light of other texts contained in the Bible. First, let us consider it from a natural standpoint. I remember a personal experience which a group of us had while traveling through the mountains a number of years ago. It was in the month of March. In fact, it was the 17th of March. Normally, at this time of the year, the weather has warmed up somewhat, and one should not expect too much difficulty from icy roads and snow. But on this particular occasion, as we were driving up the Continental Divide in New Mexico, where the altitude becomes higher and higher, we began to meet cars which showed some signs of having been in the snow. And sure enough, before long, we began to encounter snow ourselves. The further we went, the worse it became, until soon we were in a blinding snowstorm, barely able to detect the road. Now, on a straight level road, this is bad enough, but in the winding mountains, it was much worse. When we finally reached a small town and inquired about a cabin in which we might spend the night, we were informed that the cabins were pretty well filled already. Finally, as a last resort, we were referred to a place where some cabins might be available, which were normally used for hunters to camp in during certain seasons of the year. We considered ourselves very fortunate after the man had opened up one of these small houses, started the heating stove to going, and made provisions for us to spend the night. Now, we did spend the night without any great discomfort, but I tell you this to bring out further the thought which I have in mind. Think how unpleasant it would have been in such extreme weather if we should have been given a bed which was too short to stretch on. Friends, did you ever try to stretch on a cot or a bed which was so short that you had to double up your knees to lie down? Then, to add to your discomfort, suppose you had a quilt or a blanket too narrow and short, but you tried to pull it down to cover your feet. Having done this, you would then find your shoulders exposed to the cold. After a little bit, perhaps you would decide, well, this will never do. So you would pull the quilt up around your shoulders. Then what happens? There are your feet and legs sticking out in the cold. After a few hours of such uncomfortable sleeping, you might do what I once did when sleeping on a cot in Missouri one night in a tent. It became so cold that I got up and put on my clothes and then went back to my cot to rest. But I will assure you that I was glad when morning came. Let us take the natural and apply it to the spiritual conditions which exist in the lives of many people. There are those who feel the need of turning away from their sinful habits and customs of life. They really desire to be clothed with the righteousness of God. But instead, they seek an easy way, hoping to find peace in their hearts by joining some man-made organization. This they do by merely professing to believe in God or offering to pay certain dues. Then they are admitted into one of the many so-called churches of our modern day, having never really experienced any change of heart. For many people, this seems to work fairly well for a while, but in times of adversity or trial or afflictions, they never seem to find the lasting peace and joy in their religion, which the Bible teaches. In other words, they are endeavoring to stretch themselves upon a bed which is too short. They're trying to cover with a form of religion which is entirely too narrow for their comfort. Listen to the reading of this scripture from Psalms chapter 32 and beginning with verse 1. I quote, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Now I want to assure you that those who are genuinely and truly converted, after they have repented, have a reason to be happy. For this scripture said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." This does not mean their sin is barely or partially covered, but it means that one is completely forgiven and pardoned and set free to go on their way rejoicing. I'm of the firm opinion when such a transaction takes place in one's life, he is fully aware that there has been a change made, that he knows when and where this change takes place. And it is not like someone trying to stretch upon a cot which is too short for his comfort, or like one trying to pull the cover over his feet, but then his shoulders are left exposed. My advice to all who hear this message is to be certain that you have made your calling and election sure. Otherwise, you might come face to face with the solemn realities of life and there find that you have only been thinly protected with a shallow profession, without a heartfelt change in your life. I'm reminded of some poetry which I learned many years ago. This was written by William Cullen Bryan in his teens, who was a very early American writer. It says, "So live, that when thy summons comes to join the innumerable caravan which moves to that mysterious realm where each shall take his chamber in the silent halls of death, thou go not, like the chorus slave at night, scourged to his dungeon, but sustained and soothed by an unfaltering trust, approach thy grave like one who wrapped the drapery of his couch about him and lies down to pleasant dreams. Friends, the thing which I am talking about is this: real, genuine, heartfelt, born-again assurance comes only by the Word and the Spirit of God. It will not only give you assurance in life, but it will provide comfort and strength when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. If there should be one listening to this broadcast tonight who is seeking the road to heaven by a shortcut, we hope that this will be the turning point in your life and that from here on you will not try to rest upon a bed which is too short or endeavor to cover with a blanket which is too narrow. If we've been the means of helping you find the pathway of right amidst much confusion, we would be most happy to hear from you. You may address your letter to us this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we are reminded of the Scripture which says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." We pray that if there should be one listening to this broadcast tonight who is lost in the fogs of confusion, that you would be pleased to let the true light from heaven illuminate their hearts and cause that the word of truth may spring up and grow, which will not only be a blessing to others, but an anchor to them in the time of storm. And to thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the song entitled, "I Saw Him There," as sung by Kenneth and Lois Abbott.
His hands were torn, and in each palm there rested the gaping holes that all the world might see. My Lord, my God, I recognize my Savior. It broke my heart, but he broke his for me. I saw him there, his hand in deep compassion was stretched toward me. I heard him humbly say, "Come unto me, I am the resurrection. Come unto me, I am the truth, the way."
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. And now, until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.
His hand in deep compassion was stretched toward me. I heard him humbly say, "Come unto me, I am the resurrection. Come unto me, I am the truth, the way."